All right, it's time to talk about Tamar Braxton and J.R. Jeremy Robinson. So I watched Queen's Court season one and I loved it. I hope they're going to bring it back for season two. It was one of my favorite shows. I was laughing my ass off. Like, Nivea is so effing funny. Tamar is funny. And I've always liked Evelyn. I reviewed Queen's Court season one. I never liked Jeremy on the show. JR, I never liked him. He just was gifting the shit out of Tamar and complimenting her so much and presenting himself as someone who has money because he said he's a lawyer. This man is so effing pasty and pink. He is so gross to me. He's so gross. Oh my gosh. And he is obsessed with black women. I think he exclusively dates black women. It's too much. He has like so many kids, so many baby mamas. And it's like that's where internalized like racism or prejudice comes into play. Because anyhow, there was a black man on that cast who had that many kids and that many baby mamas, Tamar would have never given them a chance at all. She didn't like it when somebody on the show had a few kids. And meanwhile, JR has so many kids. He's really disgusting. I cannot stand this man at all. It's like he feels like his purpose in life is to straight up have sex with as many black women as possible, put a baby in as many black women as possible, and then he's out the door. Like, does he even have ex-wives? Or is it just strictly girlfriends that he's had all these kids with? So Tamar and JR, they broke up. Then JR hooked up with Tommy Lee. Tommy Lee posted a video about it. Then next thing you know, Tamar is back with JR. I think she got back with him to really try to prove some message like, yeah, you had my man for one night, but I get him every night. Meanwhile, JR is ugly. He's bite-sized. He's so like tiny and gross and unattractive. Like, he don't got no lips. Lips are so mandatory for me. I have never liked or dated a man without lips. I can't do it. I don't have it in me. He's so gross. So Tamar was really trying to prove something. And then when they broke up, she made it a big spectacle, posting about how she was robbed and she was dumped and she was alone. And I can't remember the details, but you guys know what I'm talking about. These two have been very public with all of their fucking drama. So naturally, because Tamar is addicted to drama, like, Tamar does not know how to regulate her emotions. And then she likes to talk about God, and okay, that's great. But where does therapy come into play? Because within the black community, some people believe in praying, going to church, and God, but you need more than that. Life is too complicated, too unpredictable. You need a lot more than prayer and church. Therapy is a great thing. And a lot of these pastors, they'll counsel members of the church. So it's like you could start there, but you have to get some fucking therapy if you're as unhinged as Tamar is. So then Tamar goes on social media and says how JR is cheating on her with a 25-year-old named Jalen H. Now, JR, like, he's an older person himself. I think what, like 50? But JR, like, as long as a woman is black and attractive, that's all she needs to be. So, do I believe that he would be with a 25-year-old? Yes. Do I believe that he would be with any black woman that he finds attractive? Yes. Because he does not seem to care about just settling down. He does not seem to care about wanting anything to be long term with anyone. And I don't know why Tamar bought into the bullshit he was selling on Queen's Court and then continued even after he was with her op, Tommy Lee, and embarrassed her, embarrassed the shit out of her. Like, to claim a man who sat there and slept with your op, or whatever it is that they did. I'm not so sure that they actually fucked. It sounds like she just let him, eat her ass. And then you're going back out with him, like, to prove some point or whatever. You already look like a clown. Because it's not like JR slept with anybody. He slept with somebody that you hate. He's messy. He wants his name on the blogs. He wants his name out there. And I hope now that they're done, it's over for him. It's curtains. I don't want to hear about this, like, short ass, pink ass, ugly ass man. So JR is speaking out after Tamar claimed that he cheated on her with Jalen. And JR is not afraid to make Tamar look like a clown. He's already done that by hooking up with Tommy Lee. So you think he's afraid to make Tamar look stupid now? So JR came out and says that he has been single for 6 months. So it's like, how the hell are you accusing somebody of cheating on you if y'all have been done for half a year? All right. So JR said in a video, he was talking about Tamar. He said, "We have, quote, we have been trying to identify what that looks like. Closing one chapter and figuring out what it's like to be friends again. I've been very specific about my boundaries. I've been very specific about where I stand." So, according to JR, he only recently met Jalen through Instagram and they have not had any interactions in person. But Tamar says that JR and Jalen were at a hotel in the Four Seasons Hotel in New Orleans. So JR said, "I have never led Tamar Braxton on, and I never will. I've been very clear about my boundaries. I've been very clear about wanting to have a friendship. You just don't go on social media and start attacking somebody that you say you love, that you care for as a friend. The unfortunate reality is that I thought that I could be friends and try to maintain some type of friendship, but that relationship is done. I've never cheated in my life. Find a woman that will tell you I cheated on her." End quote. And Tamar said, "I married you after you ate someone's whole asshole." Asshole. End quote. Okay. So now, JR talking about how he, let's see. Hold on 1 second. JR saying that he met Jalen on Instagram and they haven't interacted in person. This is what JR does. JR slides into the DMs, okay? That's what the hell he did with Tommy Lee. He slid into her DMs and then he ate her ass. So we already know this is his strategy to slide into the DMs. So do I believe that Jalen and JR had hooked up in New Orleans? I don't care. All I know is that JR already laid the groundwork, the foundation for fucking this bitch by sliding into her DMs because that's how he does it. So there's that. And I think Tamar knows that. And Tamar just, jumped ahead and said that he cheated on her again, which is stupid if they really were broken up for 6 months. Okay, so first and foremost, JR claiming that he interacted with this girl online but not offline, that don't mean a goddamn thing because we already know that he starts with the online DMs. Secondly, Tamar is not somebody that you could be friends with. Tamar is not, she doesn't have the emotional intelligence for a friendship post relationship. Like, you have to just, there's a lot to it. It is complicated being friends with an ex, and Tamar is not the one you want to be friends with because I think Tamar is someone who will think that there's a chance of y'all getting back together Because why else would she be saying that he cheated on her if they weren't together? If JR is actually speaking the truth. But even outside of that, Tamar just doesn't seem stable enough to be able to handle a friendship with an ex. I think she would just be trying, like, you can't be friends, quote, friends with somebody who's trying to influence your decisions and talking shit about who you're with or who you're interested in. And we all know that's what Tamar would do, just based upon how she took everything with Tommy Lee. So for them to try to be friends is dumb. It's stupid. And then for him to say that he can't be friends with her and quote, that relationship is done because of how she behaved on social media. Yeah, I could have told you that, but maybe you tried to be friends with her because you're a fucking opportunist. I don't trust JR to be friends with Tamar. I don't trust this man at all. He comes across as such a snake oil salesman. And then when he says, I've never cheated in my life, find a woman that will tell you I cheated on her. What JR does is he dumps you and then he fucks someone else like within the hour. So he broke up with Tamar and then fucked Tommy Lee immediately after. So I don't care about the technicalities of you not cheating. If you're with me and then you're fucking someone else immediately right after, guess what you probably did? You probably emotionally cheated and you probably set up some type of date or an arrangement to fuck someone else immediately after. So that's a technicality to me. To me, that's first of all, that's emotionally cheating, and it's you're really putting yourself in a position to fuck somebody else. So I don't care about the whole like, oh, so you didn't fuck me, or sorry, you didn't fuck somebody else on Monday, but you fucked them on Tuesday because you dumped me on Monday. You're still a cheating ass bitch. JR is fucking old and has so many kids, so many baby mamas. That's what he wants. He wants that for himself. He doesn't want to be with one woman. He wants to be out here spreading his seed, probably creating more baby mamas. Can't stand this man. He just needs to get the fuck out of here. Why is he targeting black women to put babies in them? Or in Tamar's case, making sure that he's causing drama among black women, which is what he was trying to do when he was with Tamar, by spreading lies, by getting people all worked up. I mean, he was doing a lot. And Tamar, for whatever reason, I think it's pride. She wanted to stay with this man. Okay, but look at how that worked out for you, honey. Look at how it worked out. Like, pride and ego are just wasteful. Like, common sense needs to matter, needs to be important, because I'm sure Tamar had people in her ear telling her that he's not the one, but she just felt like she had something to prove. And you cannot tell me that he knows how to fuck. I'm sorry. Like, what was he really bringing to the table? He either does not know how to fuck, slash, I would never want to fuck this man because I find him so gross. So what the fuck? Like, Tamar, I'm sorry, you have access to way too many people in the industry, way too many people who actually have money, who could take care of you, who are not going to be embarrassing you by sleeping with your ops and just trying to get people, stirring people up with lies and bullshit. Date someone else or don't date until you get some therapy. Next, we got Risa Tisa. So I'm gonna go ahead and just read verbatim what's going on, what's going down. So Natasha Rothwell is doing so well post Insecure. Wow. Okay. So Natasha Rothwell is developing a TV adaptation of Who the Fuck Did I Marry? A viral series posted to TikTok by Teresa Risa Tisa Johnson earlier this year. In addition to starring as Johnson, so in addition to playing Risa Tisa in the show, Natasha will also serve as executive producer. So the show had a competitive bidding war, and ABC Signature is the company who won the bidding war for the adaptation of Who the Fuck Did I Marry? So Rothwell, Natasha actually has an overall deal her production company has an overall deal with ABC Signature, so it's kind of perfect that ABC Signature is the one who won. And I love that Natasha's gonna play her. I mean, she's gonna do such a good job. I didn't watch Reese Atisa's videos. Now I'm hearing this, I want to watch them. But I think I have to like just really get them in small quantities because I think it's like 9 hours total or so. So in the TikToks that span 50 separate videos, okay, it said it adds up to more than 8 hours. Johnson chronicles, Reese Atisa chronicles her relationship with her ex-husband, who she describes as a pathological liar. The series has garnered more than 450 million impressions across social media and earned Johnson more than 3 million followers in a 2-week period. So here's what I want to know. How much? Because basically, when someone, I know a creator whose video, I want to say it had 3 million views, and she was getting paychecks by TikTok that were like 3,000, 4,000. So, how much money is 450 million impressions? Y'all don't play with me. Okay. So, if it's the same, if it's the very same structure of 3 million equals 3,000, 450 million should equal $4.5 million. I'm not a math ass bitch, I'm not a mathematician. But yeah, is that kind of sort of is my math correct? If 3 million equals 3K, then would 450 million equal 4 million? Right? I don't think it would equal 450,000. Okay, so it's either gonna equal 450,000 or 4.5 million. All I know is the bitch got paid, and I am here for her come up. I'm here for seeing black content creators win because some people were just they were talking shit and they were like, oh, Reese Atisa is gonna be like the girl who wrote Zola. And the girl who wrote Zola, I think she wasn't paid very well, allegedly. And then, like, I don't really think she has a career today. But no, the Zola girl did not sign with CAA, the most coveted, the number one talent agency in Hollywood. So, Risa signing with CAA was already a huge sign that she was not going to be a, like, that something was going, good things were coming her way. Right, things where when I say good things, I mean she's in a position to make money where she can retire. She could straight up retire. I don't know if she works. I don't know much about her personally, but she is being set up so that she don't gotta work another day in her life, all thanks to her marrying a pathological liar fuck boy. But I also want to say something that I said when I first mentioned Reese Atisa. Do not think that if you go on TikTok airing out your business that you are going to achieve 450 million impressions and counting. Like, don't do it. Don't do it. What she did, whenever anybody puts everything out there, that's courageous and it paid off for her. But how many people do this? And how many people have as many views as Reese Atisa? There you go. I'm not gonna say she got lucky because for her to just think that people want to tune in to 50 videos for more than 8 hours, like you have to, like, she's a confident ass bitch, a smart ass bitch, and I love everything about this. Like I said, I want to watch the videos now. And you think it's going to sit at 450 million by the time this show comes out and people just even watching the show? That's going to shoot up. It's going to shoot up from 450 to whatever numbers, especially if the show goes international. So I am so thrilled for her. I love this. If you're, business minded and just good at what you do, in her case, she had obviously captivating stories, then you should prosper. Don't be a hater of Reese Atisa, someone who walked in and got a deal with CAA when, if, there's so many other people who've been trying to get signed and can't get signed. And that's because they didn't marry Reese Atisa's husband. So I love it. Next up, we got the Hawk to a Bitch. She is coming out with a podcast. She got signed to, I guess, Logan Paul has some company. So when Hawk Tua came out, I purposely ignored all Hawk Tua stories, mentions, references on this podcast because Hawk Tua is a white girl, average looking, definitely not hot, average at best. And she just said, you gotta give him that Hawk Tua spin on that thing. And all of a sudden, people are just gravitated towards that. I'm like, why? Why? It's not that serious. It's legitimately not that serious. What she said, and I didn't watch the full video. I heard the full video of her, I think it's 4 minutes, is entertaining or whatever. Like, I don't care. She just didn't bring anything special. And it's like, okay, I could look past that singular moment and that interview and that quote. The clips, the little clips I've seen of her elsewhere, she's awkward, boring. Like, there's nothing to her. So I'm like, I can't get on board with this. This is not a talented person by any means. She's a flash in the pan. This is her 15 minutes. Yeah, make your money, have your merch, whatever, but she's gonna be done. But now, with her getting a deal on Logan Paul's network, first of all, I didn't even click on the story. I mean, I would, but I don't think it's that important. I'm guessing she might have gotten an advance, like some type of payment for signing with him. So she's making money that way. Secondly, podcasting is extremely lucrative, especially when you already have a huge built-in fan base like Hawk to a Bitch. So, as I've said like one or two episodes ago, or I've said like a few times on this podcast, vote with your dollars, vote with your time, vote with your clicks. I don't plan on paying any attention to her podcast because I just don't think she has anything of any value to say, anything of any substance to say. I don't. I'm sorry. There are too many other really talented people out there, educated people out there, interesting people out there. I'm not going to be fucking with this bitch's podcast. But I am disappointed to see like white privilege to this extent. Like, this is like peak level white privilege. You want to know how many black people have said things a billion times funnier and more interesting than the Hawk to a Bitch on a video, and they didn't get all these deals? Isn't that like all of the content that we've seen, the amount of viral content that we've seen from black creators? Where are their podcasts? Where are their merchandise? Where are all of their deals? They don't exist. And that's why I'm championing. Or I could champion Reese Atisa for her success because it's not common. It's not every day that you see that. So I just want to say fuck you to the Hawk Tua girl until she changes my mind, if that's possible. If she actually puts out good content, then yeah, I'll be like, okay, she wasn't just lucky. But we all know that's not what this is. And I think they need to really rush this podcast while people still care about her a little bit because I sure as fuck do not care about that bitch, in case you can't tell. And lastly, we got Anna Delvey. We got Anna Delvey, y'all. I'm just thinking, what was that? What was the Netflix show? I didn't want to Google at all, on this episode because I'd be doing that. I'd be doing that too much. Okay, inventing Anna. Okay. So, inventing Anna on Netflix. I really enjoyed that shit. I really, really did. But that's where I wanted Anna Delvey's story to end, if not with her deported and serving time or whatever. Like, the show was, the series was good. That was it for me. Why the hell is the bitch on Dancing with the Stars? And they have her in the promo in her dress with her ankle monitor on. Like, again, white privilege. There has never been a black criminal that's rewarded like Anna Delvey. Just like if you have one felony, you can't vote, but apparently you could run for president if you have like a billion felonies. So, you know, again, vote with your time, vote with your dollars. I hope Anna is voted off the very first week, but I hate that she's gonna be getting a lot of exposure by being on Dancing with the Stars for being a scamming ass bitch. I mean, what Anna did is what a lot of men have done. So I will say that. Like, I would be remiss if I acted like men did not do the same fuck shit that she did. But that doesn't excuse her selfishness and her, what I perceive, narcissism. Right? I'm no physician, I'm not diagnosing her, but whatever it is that makes her kind of use people's pawns to get what she wants, I don't respect it and I don't want to have anything to do with it. You can't trust bitches like her. So why are you rewarding them? I don't know if this is a ratings grab, but I don't like anything about it. Hopefully she'll get voted off first. I can't remember who the fuck. They've had different people on Dancing with the Stars I wanted voted off immediately, and they did get voted off pretty soon. So hopefully the same will happen with Anna Delvey. All right, you're all caught up for now. And how is the Sir Davis? Today's Beyonce's birthday, and Sir Davis came out. Beyonce's birthday is September 4th. Don't know when you'll listen to this. How does Sir Davis taste? I did not order it online, but I do look forward to tasting it because she sure as fuck did sell the hell out of that goddamn whiskey. And Beyonce puts out quality products. So, all right, talk to you soon. Bye.